Hello. It's time to go. The room looks so big. My name is Marty, and I've been in San Luis now for about 6 years. Like Brian said, I work mainly with children, although I do try to get involved with some of the sisters that congregate with us, and we do have visiting and that type of thing. But the Bible study that we have for ladies once a week, it's a blessing. Only two or three ladies are faithful at coming, but we get a lot of blessing from it, the three of us that are there. And it's a great time to that the sisters get to talk when their children aren't tugging at them, because we meet when the kids are in school, and that helps out a lot. It seems like I'm going through a time, or I have been going through a time, when things are becoming routine again and just humdrum. And it just gets so easy to do things just out of habit, you know, reading the Bible. Well, now I read my two chapters, you know, or my three or however many, and going to the clubs. Well, now I did that, and now I did the other. And I get very unhappy when I realize that I'm just making the motions. And when this happens, it's really easy to start feeling and acting self-righteous. If I'm doing what I think I should be doing, and if my attention's on the things that I think they should be on, then, you know, real self-righteous. But if for some reason I'm not doing what I think I should, of course, then there's a feeling of condemnation that comes in, which isn't pleasing to the Lord either. And the Lord is bringing to my attention frequently lately that it's the heart that He wants. Amen. And not the works. And like Adrian mentioned this morning, it's a living sacrifice the Lord wants from us. And one thing that really touched me really hard is in 1 Samuel 16:7, if we can read it. Because sometimes, you know, the act gets pretty good. I mean, even to where I forget that it's an act, you know, that it's just routine, the motions. And I hear myself saying things that I know the Lord would have me say, but I'm not saying them with the attitude that I should have, or with the heart. You know, it's just words, and they're words that I'm not practicing at the time. And so this is something that the Lord speaks to me about. Verse 7, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Amen. To me, the Lord looketh on the heart. That really stabbed me, because I knew that, well, I've always known to say, but it reached home that the Lord knows my heart. Amen. He knows my heart. And he shows me over and over that he does know my heart, and that this is what pleases him or displeases him, depending on where I'm at. There are several examples in the Bible when the Lord was here on earth teaching that have really been a blessing to me, that shows that he was teaching this very thing, that he knew the heart. And a couple that I think are real blessings to me is the story in Luke 18 about the Pharisee and the publican praying. And how the publican was real humble and, well, you know, I don't do anything, you know, have mercy on me, a sinner. And the Pharisee, just full of good works and him praising himself and him being so proud and boasting. And how the Lord said the publican is the guy that goes home righteous. You know, the Pharisee, no. Even though he's done all the good things, you know, he was tithing, he was, you know, doing all the good things, but his heart wasn't right. And also in Luke 10, where we find the example of Martha and Mary. Martha was serving the Lord Jesus in her home. I mean, you know, that sounds really great, doesn't it? I mean, serving the Lord Jesus in her home. But her heart wasn't right. Her heart wasn't right. And Mary wasn't doing nothing except sitting at the feet of Jesus, and that's what he wants. That's what he wants, is that we do nothing except sit at the feet of Jesus. And when it's time for us to be with Jesus, that's what where he wants us to be. And although serving, yes, serving needs to be done, and yes, works are good. Yes, their works are good. But if the heart's not right, they're worth nothing. And these examples speak to me of attitude. And I think the Lord is working on my attitudes little by little. I'm sure many people who work with me think very little, by very little. one verse that is especially clear to me is, how do you say it in English? Colossians 3:23. Oh, I had a terrible time at Invocation Bible School. We were learning the books of the New Testament, and I kept saying them in Spanish, and I was confusing the kids so bad. But I found out that I don't know them in English anymore, so. Colossians 3:23 says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto man. And so then I decided, and the Lord has shown me this so many times, just so many times. And this helps me because then I, when I become offended or when I become hurt by a brother or sister, my attitude is usually wrong. I'm usually either, I think I should have been treated better, or I think somebody didn't appreciate me or what I wanted to do. And again, if I was doing it for the Lord, then it doesn't make a bit of difference how people think or if anybody appreciates it or not. And each time that I can come to that realization and start living it and doing things as unto the Lord, I again am put on the track for serving the Lord with a good heart and for the right reason. And most of all, it helps me to remember that to serve God is to not serve self. And to me, that's something that needs to be in front of me all the time.
Amen. Amen.